And I talk about including people from various walks of life to interact with students on campus. And so we held a meeting at Wesleyan, and many, many, many departments came. Many, many department heads came, or representatives that were interested. And actually, I picked three because there was just far too many. And once I picked the three entities, dance, sign, I heard they had a signing house, and music, I decided to go with those three entities. And then I asked two other members of Sweet Honey in the Rock that I work with to join me in the residency.
And so did it turn out like you had hoped, where students were interacting with people from the Wesleyan community or the Middletown community?
Oh, Ray, I got more than I could ask for. I told my students last night I felt so blessed by this class, by their energy, by their enthusiasm, by their presence that they brought to this group. And yes, I have people from... I look around the room and I say, any one of these people, to me, just by looking, would come from a community that the room would look like them. That I could do this in a community where most of the people look like that person over there. Or this person over here on the other side, I could do a workshop where most of the people in the room would look like that person over there. And then I have a room full of all these different people. So, yes, I think the idea came to fruition beautifully.
So tell me about the process of what did you hope to achieve at the beginning, and how did things work out as you went along this process with your group?
I really want people to understand that they're creative geniuses. We all are that. And that we can all work together, and that basically we're going to find out that we have many more things in common than we don't have in common. And just as in a process of building a song, you know, you have a melody, you have harmony parts, or you have a lead and you have a background, or you know, or you have a percussive kind of supplementation. All these things that it takes to build a song are the same elements it takes to build a community of people. So basically that's what I did, through song, through some theatrical exercises. You know, we looked at how we feel about certain things. We looked at how we support each other. What it takes for a song, you know. You have to support that person, they have to support you. If this person doesn't know something as well as you, they're in the same room with you, so they're part of you. You have to support them. And when you do that, you build something that not one person in the group brought in. You built it as a group. Those are the kinds of things I talk about.
What was the experience like for you?
I told them last night, again, that this was an instructor's dream, to have people that were very enthusiastic, to have people that said yes to what you put out there, to have people who were open and accepting of themselves and to one another. I said it was a dream for me.
So tell me about tonight, where all the participants will be performing.
Well, first of all, Wesleyan keeps telling me this is not a performance and it doesn't have to be a performance. It's just an opportunity for the participants to allow their friends and family to see what they've been doing for the last eight sessions by the time we get to the tomorrow night's presentation.
Yeah, and I think they called it they're calling it a showing, which almost has a kind of art exhibition type of feel to it, which I think I understand.
Yeah, I don't want the participants to feel like any kind of pressure to put on a show. Although some are pretty enthusiastic about the idea.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, really, I like to call it a sharing, actually. This is what I've been doing. I've had a couple of students in my class bring someone to class. They just want to share with somebody what they've been doing.
Well, Dr. Louise Robinson, thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Ray. It was my pleasure talking with you today.